שלום, אנחנו נקיים שיעור בנושא איך לסדר את עצמנו.
Hello, we will have a lesson on the topic of how to arrange ourselves for prayer. We'll read selected excerpts on the topic. As always, you can ask questions on Kabbalah.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. The topic is how to arrange ourselves for prayer.
The upper light, the creator, created the desire. And the desire is controlled completely by the upper light. There's none else besides him. There's no one else to govern and do anything with the desire, and the desire cannot do anything because the upper light holds it within it all the time. There is not one part of the desire that can be free of the influence of the light, because if the light disappears, the desire disappears. The desire is a result of the light. And therefore, everything that the desire feels, it feels from the light. Everything it feels like it's reacting to something is all a result of the light. And this is creation, light and kli, vessel. The light is the first, and the kli is its result, its outcome. The desire was given a chance to know itself. What it wants, why it wants, for what, with what purposes, who governs it, operates it, how it can react instinctively, because the desire always is always like that, whether it wants to or not. It is given a chance to seemingly see itself, seemingly objectively, from the side, from a side. And that way, maybe, to direct its reaction, besides the natural reaction, to the light, to also create a reaction not according to the plan or to the program or to the approach that it has in it from the light, but in a different way, artificial, which doesn't come directly from the light, so that the desire can develop in this way and be seemingly independent, to seemingly react indirectly, but by way of my sons defeated me, as if against the light, against the will to receive that awakens, but according to a different desire, a desire to bestow, which on one hand is opposite from the intention of the light, the intention of the Creator, for the desire to behave seemingly on its own, independently. But afterwards, we see that, yes, it's the Creator's desire for the desire to acquire independence. And acquiring independence is actually the purpose of creating the desire and its development. The direct reaction of the desire to the light that exists in all of creation, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, both spiritual and corporeal, the direct reaction is called a reaction, or the vitality of the desire. And that reaction is always known in advance, or understood in advance, because the light that creates and changes a desire knows in advance how it will react. There is no creation here. Creation means something outside of the situation, something new. Creation begins with the desire being given a chance to react not instinctively, not naturally, not according to what it feels in the desire. but according to a different criterion, something else from a side. What can it be? To relate to the light, not the way it is governed, operated by the light, but to relate to the light according to the importance of the light. Let's put it this way. It loves the light, not because the light created it and fills it in every form and every way that is pleasant to the desire, but it relates to the light because it is great, high, special, in terms of its qualities of bestowal and giving that belong only to the light, not to the desire. Meaning it loves the light because the light operates the opposite of the nature of the desire. It appreciates the light as the giver, the bestower, and for its ability to act outside of itself. The desire begins to appreciate this quality, meaning besides the light creating within the desire, a desire to enjoy, and the desire feels the pleasure and enjoys it, it also receives from the light an understanding that the light delights it, fills it, tends to it, controls it correctly, in a positive, good way. And it begins to appreciate this relation, like a child who doesn't understand anything initially, later begins to appreciate the parents' treatment of him, because it begins to recognize their love for him, their concern, etc. And this is what he then begins to. So that's what the Kli begins to appreciate in the Creator, and to relate to this. And the Creator, in order to bring the Kli to that degree of bestowal, it prevents it, it denies it direct pleasures and gives it a chance to satisfy itself and enjoy pleasures of bestowal specifically, not of reception. We, in our lives, also realize it, implement it. When we are born, we're little, and we enjoy our parents, we use them. Give me, bring me, do for me, etc. Until we get to the extent that we acquire independence, we also acquire, let's call it, certain detachment from the parents. And to that extent, we begin to understand what they did for us. And when we have our own kids, this is how we start relating to our kids on our next degree. And these are the Creator's actions on us, to bring us to independence. And independence is acquired only when we are not in the quality of reception, but in the quality of bestowal. When we use our will to receive in order to bestow. Meaning we receive from it, but in a way that by this we want to bestow upon it, and not that we contemplate bestowing upon ourselves and satisfying ourselves. And the main thing about it is not that we do it instinctively, but that we want to develop in a controlled, mature, independent way, so that our desire to, for this development to resemble the Creator and to be to resemble and to enjoy bestowal and not reception, so our inclination to it, our penchant for it, will be ours and not from the Creator. How can this be? Because everything comes from the light. So it can be because we are in a ten and we bestow upon each other, we interact and connect internally with each other. So through our connection, we receive the light, meaning we demand through the ten for that special light, that special force of bestowal, and by that we begin to use it. So although we don't create this energy for bestowal or reception, we can still, between us, create a situation of a desire for it. And instead of a desire to be satisfied, which instinctively always goes from us to the Creator, and the pleasure we receive from that fulfillment, instead we shift to a different chisaron, a different desire, a different lack, a desire to bestow, a desire to enjoy reception, the bestowal. It is permitted, and it goes along with the purpose of creation, for all things to enjoy bestowal, like the Creator. So there's a prayer here of landlords, which is all of the still vegetative inanimate and people. It's what they always ask, to feel good at every moment. They see to their own satisfaction every moment. This is the ordinary, instinctive, natural prayer, which is sensed in a person as something natural, concerned for himself, and it can also be sensed as turning to the Creator through all kinds of methods, religions, belief systems. There are myriad such methods in humanity, the way Baha'i Sulam describes it. And there is a method not to ask and demand pleasures this world, the next world, but to demand resemblance, similarity to the Creator, to be active in action. Not enjoy, not the pleasure. Yes, let me enjoy bestowal. No, that's bestowing in order to receive. It is the same act of reception. That doesn't make us similar to the Creator. By that we don't grow and don't emerge from that desire. We only use it differently. Rather, we ask for action, an act of bestowal. So we enjoy bestowal itself. To enjoy an act of bestowal is possible if you bestow to someone you love. Like for the kids, for example. When I give to my child, I give. You can't say I'm not given, but I enjoy it because I love the child, so I will even give more to him than take for myself. So there's already a presentation that love can be more than nature. And indeed, we see on the animate, vegetative, and inanimate, vegetative and animate levels, that there are examples where the species, the created beings, have offspring, give them everything, and die. themselves, and they do it instinctively. They know they're going for it, but the instinct pushes them to it. Meaning, bestowal by the power of love is more than the will to receive. Why am I saying all this? Because, in fact, we have two forms of prayer. Prayer from the will to receive, which instinctively, constantly searches for fulfillment, confidence, the most convenient forms of existence, and the easiest and the most satisfying. And then you're constantly praying naturally, instinctively, it's a deliberate prayer where the will to receive is taught that there is a source, a higher force, you need to ask it, and then you will be safer. It'll treat you and satisfy you in this world and the next world. And there's a different prayer, which is called the view of Torah is opposite from the view of landlords. So you're not a landlord anymore. But Torah means bestowal. When you pray in order to acquire the power of bestowal. And the power of bestowal is an act, not a result. So that if there's a chance to bestow, the act itself is important. The pleasure from the act is my pleasure. And if it's bestowal, it is all outside of me. And in me, nothing is left. I enjoy the fact that I don't belong to any result following the act itself. It emerges from me, and as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of it. This is really the prayer. How I can give, bestow, satisfy others like the Creator, so that resembling the Creator means to give Him contentment, and on that too there is work. How not to start enjoying this, but that this too will be bestowal, so I don't do this for that purpose. And all of these things are scrutinized in prayer. But now we understand two things about the prayer. One is landlords, in order to receive, to enjoy, to satisfy myself, be safe in the present, in the future, in the past, in everything, in terms of time and place and motion. It's all in order to receive. Terms where I can see my future and I'm connected to my future, not that as well. I can only be connected to my future in such a way that I'm not connected to the future, as if I will not exist in the future. You understand? You're looking at me like, no. So, real bestowal, it means that the giver does not think of anything other than the act, right? About this, let's pray for this workshop. We're praying to be able to perform a clean spiritual action. Let's go.
All my life, every action I do, there is a certain calculation to it. The result of it is for the future. And then when will the calculation eventually come out of the equation? When will we be able to do something just to participate in the process?
Right, that's the point. That you are not taken into consideration. And here you see how the ego is opposite. It's exactly what it wants. But we all want to be in the opposite action. We want the friends to be in this. We want, like Rav said, in a clean way, in a way that I'm not taking into consideration, but I'm just to perform the act outwards, and that's the end of it.
Maybe instead of replacing the future, I'll replace that I don't have to perform the action, but the friends do.
Right. Here we don't need to imagine. We have work opposite the friends here, opposite the environment, the other, where we can check if I wanted reward for it or not.
Well, Kolman, according to your request, I see that as the collector, we should worry about you and not the other way around. Actually, I'd like to receive such an influence from the ten, from the group, to see that the entire concern is to be in that kind of deficiency, that what we're dealing with is in this deficiency of wanting to be in this action, and nothing else, and that will is what will occupy us.
To be able to be included with the friends as much as possible, so they become our fuel, so we run forward.
Yes, we just heard that the true prayer is a prayer without any connection to an exchange and profits in the future. We need fuel to ask for that.
This brings up the question in me about, in fact, prayer is for something to change from this state to the next state, even if it's for the friends or whatever. The cleanest in the work, you're still looking for your future state, the next state. So there is a contradiction here.
We can already begin and right now ask for the friends and not myself, that they will reach that clean state, that they'll be in it.
Right, there's no reason to wait, no time. Every moment we have a chance to bestow and ask for the friends. Rav, if I'm the collector, the head of the group, for a week, how should I make sure? How do I organize a prayer of the ten correctly? Go ahead. Each one. Each one. How does he make sure that every prayer is the right prayer? The prayer for bestowal.
We really need to ask that the friends will be able to realize this concern, that to ask for the ten.
We have to push the friends to be collectors, to give them the strength, give them the authority.
Well, if I was awarded being the collector, I think it's already a great achievement, because then as a role and something like that gives you the concern for the ten. It's like a parent can't forget that he's a parent and he's in a natural concern. When you get that role of the collector, it's something that sits on you. And it doesn't matter that we're all collectors every moment, but still it's a very great opportunity.
It's great that we have this role, because then all the gates are open to run and do everything you can in order to collect all the requests, all of the deficiencies of the friends. And before that, there's a question: if you do, you don't, you kind of fumble with it. When you're a collector, you go in for everything. The friends are willing to do everything with you, and you're supposed to do everything for the friends.
Well, the role of the collector, to be a true guarantor, which is to make sure the friends are in bestowal.
To be in bestowal, and that each one will have the chance to come to reach a prayer. So it'll be a part of his life. So he doesn't have to worry about these things, seemingly.
I don't know, prayer is a deficiency. We have to make sure there's a deficiency. Excerpt number 7. This is from our document, How to Arrange Ourselves for Prayers. Excerpt number 7. This is from the Zohar. One should pray one's prayer in the collective, since he does not despise their prayer, even though they are not at all with intent and with the will of heart. As it is written, he has regarded the prayer of the destitute. Thus, he only observes the prayer of an individual, but with the prayer of many, he does not despise their prayer, even though they are unworthy. He has regarded the prayer of the destitute, means that he accepts his prayer, but it is an individual who is mingled with many. Hence, his prayer is as a prayer of many. Again, one should pray one's prayer in the collective, since he does not despise their prayer, even though they are not all with intent and the will of heart. As it is written, he has regarded the prayer of the destitute. Thus, he only observes the prayer of an individual, but with the prayer of many, he does not despise their prayer, even though they are unworthy. He has regarded the prayer of the destitute, meaning that he accepts his prayer, but it is an individual who is mingled with many. Hence, his prayer is as a prayer of many.
Meaning that, of course, each one has his own desire that awakens in his heart. But how should he aim the heart to merge with the desire of the public by force, until you make your will like his will? How do we compress, bring our desires together, our prayers together, our intentions, our directions together, so that then we immediately succeed in creating, in making contact with the Creator, with the upper force? How do we do this in practice? Go ahead.
There's no me. There's just a wall through which I cannot sense your desires, the true me, and your intentions to justify you. That's it, and then I pray for the one, so that we'll be able to bring our intentions together.
Yeah, what does it mean to think about the friends? It means to think that just like I'm not succeeding in thinking about anything right now, So the friends too are having a hard time right now. Where are they? There should be this concern about how they will succeed in maintaining this common thing between us their whole lives, and how we must have the upper force helping us in this. And then when everyone thinks about that, it means we meet at the center of the group.
Maybe also that the deficiency of the friends and their prayer depends specifically on the addition that I need to add with my concern. Maybe being a collector of all collectors, that there is a real responsibility on me and every one of the friends in the ten.
The thing that connects us and unites all our desires and prayers and intentions is the Creator. It is that we want to bestow contentment upon Him, so that through this common effort to include everyone, we need His help for this, to wrap everything up in this one thing.
And the action is what we're doing now, the workshop as well as the mutual activities.
Yeah, and in every mutual activity, we first need to talk about the goal to bring contentment to the Creator, which is a desire that exists in everyone here. They want to emerge from themselves and not worry about themselves and perform an act of bestowal. And from these desires, everyone sees that they are in this. So in this, they look to unite their intentions, their prayers, and constantly be in this inclination.
Yeah, when we put the connection between us as the upper thing, the special connection where the quality of bestowal appears, and that's the connection we want to achieve at the center and aspire to that, and then as a result all the other desires are moving towards the same point.
Actually, it's enough to just listen to you, but really listen to you and not to me. Just like you know, afterwards everything happens once you listen to the point in the heart from which you speak.
Yeah, we have to share with each other our concern. And when it's on the outside, there's such a feeling that everyone works on that, and everyone cares for the friends, and we have to give each other this feeling, and not just internally. Excerpt number 8, this is from Rabash, the importance of a prayer of many. Baal HaSalam explained the matter of a prayer of many as a person praying for the many. This is called a prayer of many. This is why a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. When a person prays for himself, he has slander and questions whether his prayer is truly worth acceptance. But when he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and to see if he is unworthy of his prayer being answered, since he's not asking for anything for himself, but for the public. This is why it was said that a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill, and his prayer is answered. Again, Baal HaSalam explained the matter of a prayer of many as a person praying for the many. This is called a prayer of many. This is why a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. When a person prays for himself, he has slander and questions whether his prayer is truly worth acceptance. But when he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and to see to see if he's worthy of his prayer being answered, since he's not asking for anything for himself, but only for the public. This is why it was said that a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill, and his prayer is answered.
How do we come to a state where anything that is outside of me I attribute to the Creator and therefore relate at least to the ten, as to the Creator? How do I come to a state where I relate to the ten bit by bit with the same importance as to the Creator? Because this is really the right presentation that the Creator set up for us. So we will see whether we are truly in the quality of bestowal or not. Please.
הייתי אומר קודם כל בעזרת השם.
I would say first with God's help, and secondly work according to the instructions of the Upper One. If to begin with I choose the environment and I let it influence me, and I want the place of my development to be there, and that's the good faith, then I begin to work towards it, and through the actions and the influence of the environment and instructions that we already received thanks to the light.
Right. It says we first have to bestow upon others, the friends, the ten, and as a result we can see that if we work on this, then a new kli develops, which is the help of the Creator, that we need the help of the Creator. And this is already His revelation.
Yeah, the ten was given for us to clarify the true relation to the quality of the Creator, the quality of bestowal. So nothing happens in the ten naturally. Every action is detached from pleasure, from benefits, and that's why only the example of friends can help.
It's still unclear to me how to relate to the ten with the same importance as to the Creator. The Creator created everything. My whole reality is the Creator. So to relate to the ten as well in the same way? Question.
In truth, I also don't know what is my attitude to the Creator. We need to work in actions towards each other, to make actions that will always lead to connection, and that we will care about each other, that we will be precious to each other, and together with the study and the light, something will probably happen.
The Creator doesn't exist without the ten. What I put in you is my communication with the Creator.
Yeah, the same quality of bestowal that needs to awaken in me is towards the friends. With respect to the upper force, it's very quickly becoming imaginary because I don't feel him, I have no connection with him, and I cannot have any direct contact with him. So it all needs to be towards the friends, actually towards my attitude to the friends. How much I want spiritual progress, or that I want them to advance.
I also didn't hear about anything that is certain, because the whole way is filled with question marks and faith above reason. But I know that the safest place where my investment is the safest is in society,
faith above reason is actually an exclamation mark with respect to this unclear reality. The Creator is the quality of bestowal. That
Rav, I have a 10. A 10 is like the womb in which I exist within this kli. As a result of it, Malchut, an inseparable part of it, because if I detach, if I truly detach, I don't exist. There's no such thing in reality. In the actual reality, not the way we can describe it, but the real reality, we are all in a 10, and each of us toward the 10 is like a drop of sperm, like a little embryo inside of it. And the force operating in the 10 is called the Creator, the upper light. So my relation to the 10 should be as my relation to the Creator. What's the problem here? Questions about this? And besides this, there is nothing. Everything is only 10 sfirot or a 10. And I'm in it. And it's depicted toward me as 9 faces or millions of faces. It doesn't matter. It's only how it's depicted. But in truth, it is a spiritual kli that exists only so that I will sympathize with this kli and with the force operating in it, the Creator in it. I cannot attain it for Him, the Creator, without connecting to these sfirot, to these manners in the 10. So how do I, through the 10, achieve dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator? Go ahead.
Adhesion with the Creator is adhesion with the quality of bestowal, and specifically by trying to bestow to the friends in the 10, we clarify the actions and come to the correct prayer.
I'd be happy if we exerted in connection and we would bring out a response from the common feeling.
Perhaps before everything, we'll start with annulment and make room for them.
I divide the Creator into several. Well, one, first of all, it's all the forces that operate and created everything. But I think what counts here is the quality of bestowal, the relation. I'll only be able to change my relation, my attitude, to be similar to the Creator. In that, I can be similar to the Creator. In this, I can do now. How I relate to you.
The more, as much as he makes sure that there's everything around the person so that he develops spiritually and acquire the quality of bestowal, and he awakens the person and he simply envelops him from all directions. That's how we have to be towards the friends. That needs to be the concern. Just as he cares, we have to care for each other like that.
I don't know, I thought this was the reason why we gathered here. The whole society, the whole 10 exists only for this purpose. So, as my friend says, we shouldn't get confused. We have one direction, and the 10 is what we need to awaken in each other, the direction of being givers like the Creator, and the way to do it is to do it toward each other.
By the Arvut between us, we hold the efforts and the friends in their efforts to move from the quality of reception to the complete quality of bestowal. through all the states we go through where it's unclear sometimes and tough, but as long as we hold the friends together, we can come to that true reality. Excerpt number 9. This is from Rabash, the ruin of Kedusha. One must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, as it is insolence on the part of men, for in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the divinity is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness, then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person who is included in the collective. Again, one must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, as it is insolence on the part of man. For in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the Shekhinah is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness. Then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person who is included in the collective.
We are in a perception of reality that everything is toward the attaining individual. So we don't see the group as it really is, or the world, or spirituality, or the Creator. It's all with regard to he who falls in his own defect. So it all depends on my effort to depict the ten to myself. And how much I want not to imagine, but to change in such a way that it will seem to me as a complete kli filled with a dweller, the upper light, the Creator, who is in it, present in it. How do I make efforts to see reality in this way? As 10 complete sfirot, a complete 10, a complete kli, that contains the Creator, and I sympathize with it. Go ahead.
It's the same thing we say. We have to bestow to reach equivalence of form with the Creator. I don't know what else to add.
Maybe we should speak from the perspective of the connection between us, of coming into a connection of Valvut, so that each of us...
Rav, there are some actions here, several actions, corporeal actions towards connection, prayers for connection, and a request for adhesion, general adhesion. So, let's say it's 1, 2, 3, 4, how do we do this? Corporeal actions, actions of studying in the group, spiritual actions, as long as all of the inclinations and intentions are to see everything in one connected, whole, and the Creator fulfilling us.
Quickly. If we begin with corporeal actions, first of all, it's the framework during the day, the Zoom meetings, the daily article and dissemination. I don't know about how corporeal is dissemination. Work in the group, of course, the lessons, our framework, our social framework.
Yeah, the main thing is to have an intention so as to build this whole kli. Actions as much as possible, meetings and the meals, and we have to show each other the greatness and importance in these meetings and the connection, and always build this future state that we aspire to. That's in actions and in prayer and in everything possible.
Right. In a repetitive internal action, to be thankful that we are given awareness of the work from above. We can use this opportunity. And this is avut. The friends hold me in this way and think about me.
Maybe the direction is that if something is dear to me and I feel that it's a part of me after I invested in it, then I won't see flaws in it. It's like you don't see flaws in your own children. So maybe in the same direction, that I need to invest in the 10, I need to care for them, I need to have them become a part of me so that I begin to see how whole they are.
It seems to me like every act in the group should be on the premise that there is none else besides Him, which is the first and basic thing we learn, and then work toward that. So every opportunity to connect the goal and the means together.
Excerpt number 10. This is from Baal HaSulam, not the time for the livestock to be gathered. This is the meaning of a prayer in public. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul, even during the work. When one prays alone, against his will, he departs from the public and ruins his soul. And there was no awakening for any individual in the assembly of Israel to ask for anything individually. For no one needed anything, because they did not feel as separate selves. And this was their power to come out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Thus, everyone must gather with all of his strength into the whole of Israel.
Every time I find myself, I catch myself praying for myself. What about me? What's happening with me? What's going to happen? Etc. This is my initial point, which is mandatory. I don't have a choice because I come from the will to receive. So it's correct that this is how I wake up. Always in a broken way, egoistic, thinking about myself, my own future, my own present, etc. The quicker I switch to the right form of correction, to ask for the collective, for the public, and actually to demand for the public, to be concerned for the public, meaning for the 10. How do we establish an atmosphere where I immediately remember that I have to worry about the 10, that this is my soul? And if I'm thinking about myself directly, then I'm thinking about my ass, my donkey, my body, my will to receive. Then how do we establish the avut, the covenant, the commitments, in such a way that we immediately As soon as a thought about ourselves awakens, each about himself, and at every moment this thought exists. Because every moment new discernments for correction awaken out of the shattering. So how do we build ourselves so that every moment, the minute after, we awaken for the right scrutiny, the right correction, until we come to Dvikut with that will to receive. So it awakens and it becomes corrected to work in order to bestow and bring us to Dvikut. And that way we will quickly go from a broken desire to a corrected desire, from a broken desire to a corrected desire. What do you have?
Baal HaSulam, something simple, and if one feels that he needs to go and stomp his feet into the state of the ocean, then he should do this as quickly as possible, as if he was obsessed by a ghost, and quickly go back to his state, since all these states need to be united correctly.
How do we do this? How do we build such an atmosphere in the tent so it immediately works on me, where the Creator awakens a broken desire and the tent awakens the corrected state? And then I immediately shift from this to that, from this to that, from this to that, and that way I very quickly scrutinize all the sort out all the broken pieces of the kli. Let's go.
It all depends on the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the goal, because this concept of the greatness of the Creator and the goal only indicates that we are looking for work, and if there's an opportunity to work, we go and work joyfully. And we don't begin to deal with the matter itself, just the opportunity to connect.
Yeah, and connection is a result of our common work. This is what we're doing now in the workshop.
Because specifically the collection of efforts that every one of us actually creates that common kli.
We have to be with a constant inclination, aspiration to get the right perception, where there are no bodies and people separate, but we are one man with one heart. Just make the effort on our part to get to this point. We don't know the results, but we have to constantly exert on this.
I make an effort to annul myself to your views and the values that you represent of love and bestowal, and I build my within me your deficiency that you want to bestow and reach that quality, and then the intentions connect to one. That's the whole deficiency.
We mustn't wait for the broken desires for the Creator to show them, and He shows them all the time. On our part, we have to constantly have the greatness of the goal, importance of the goal, and keep it in the air, and so it's ready to overcome the broken desires that I wish will be revealed so that we can correct them.
I don't know, it's again a question towards our actions and our role in general, fundamentally. That's what we're supposed to do in our group, to give each other a high-spirited state and to show each other the greatness and importance of the goal, to awaken each other the desire to connect and to raise everything above reason, and we have to cling to that only.
We have to always add love, as Baal HaSulam writes, that if we don't, it's also a flaw. If we're ready with this addition all the time and we're looking only how to add, then everything that is revealed between us, we can be thankful for it and happy for it, about it.
Rav, So, how do I plan for today? Like a collector, everyone's a collector. How do I care about the 10? That it will have an urgency, that every one of the friends will quickly move from the personal demand awakened by the Creator to a demand to integrate in the group, which is the corrected state, which is called, my sons have defeated me. That he awakens them in this way, and they transition to the right way, to the right form. So, how do we make sure that there is such a power in the group that I don't even think twice, that immediately it awakens to some extent, but, and I immediately shift it to the right form, to the right thinking? So how do we keep each and every one in that? The collective concern for that. Please. Everyone, as a collector, what would you think of doing?
I will give you an example today. I will participate in 3 Zooms that we have. 15 minutes before Yeshivat Chaverim, I will invite all the friends to me. We'll drink L'chaim. I've made a cake. And all the rest is inner work. I'm going to think, why I'm doing all this for?
Come on, you're writing? Yeah, what's left to do? We can add in the personal attitude to give the feeling of confidence and care to each friend on a personal level, not just this general, no, I care about the 10. Rather, each friend should feel true love. For me, at least.
I'm going to take a direction of reminding the 10 in every possible way that understand, can, know, that through it all depends on our connection.
I will work so that all the friends will join the Zoom. Everyone will have a 15-minute preparation before the YH. At least one will make a cake.
An example. That is really what you just said. It's all about an example for how I can show such an example to the friends. An example of attitude that I care and that I want to awaken the friends. And I'm also going to look for such examples, and I will try to give them to you today. Excerpt number 11 from Rabash 3, Ron, my beloved. It is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the kli of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going the opposite way. While he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. Cleave on to his attributes is specifically, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through this prayer, he engages in bestowal. And the more he prays, to that extent, he forms vessels of bestowal, by which the light of bestowal, called merciful, can be revealed.
It's clear to us from here, from what Rabash is writing.
Karata 10 or 11?
You're about 10 or 11. It's clear to us that these are two opposite trajectories of the entire public, including religious people, that all pray for themselves, so they would feel good, so it will seemingly be good for the people of Israel, the whole world. And by that, they simply grow the will to receive more and more until it reaches such a point that there's no other choice but to begin correcting it in the right way. But as he's saying, the more they pray and engage in it, they engage in reception for themselves, meaning they descend and descend and descend into the broken vessels more and more and more until it comes to a state where you can't take it any longer. Who knows how it will see, how it will be? We can't see the end for it for now. But it's an opposite direction for the children of Torah, who pray for the collective. No one prays for themselves. Everyone wants to connect in order to give contentment to the Creator, so He would be able to appear in them. And in this way, the opinion of Torah is opposite the opinion of the landlords. Not simply opposite, but also in its direction. Meaning those who engage in prayer, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, when they pray, they descend further and further into the broken vessels. And those who want to be similar to the Creator ask for the force of bestowal, and they go up and they raise these vessels higher and higher towards connection and adhesion. Questions?
What's the difference between praying for the entire world to praying in order to give contentment to the Creator, so that it will be good for the world?
We must pray for the vessel. With the Creator, we have no approach to Him, no contact, no business with Him. All those things are too close to confusion. There's even a threat of entering the klipa, the shells. You can't. The Creator, everybody prays to Him, everybody imagines who is He, what is He, everybody loves Him, everybody bows before Him, everyone can kill one another in His great name, and so on and so forth. In the name of the Lord, all the horrible things in the world take place. You see it. All the wars, all those things are, for the most part, wars of religion.
What's the difference between a prayer?
Whereas, if I relate to the public, to the general audience, from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, then I certainly have to correct myself with the help of the Creator, but I correct myself with my attitude to the other, and it's certain I will not make mistakes, because the other is right before me. I hate him, he's distant from me, I don't want anything to do with him, I disagree, and so on and so forth. If I annul myself, if I ask the Creator, I beg him to give me the strength to love the other, then the more I feel myself bad towards the other, until I really want to kill him, like the students of Rabbi Shimon, by that I correct myself more and more until I become worthy of adhesion in the Creator. You don't have any way to demonstrate, you don't have a vessel, you don't have an ability to perform a controlled action in the correction of the quality of bestowal in you, except in the ten.
What's the difference between asking so that they will feel good to ask that they will cleave on to the Creator?
In my eyes, it's the same. No difference. What does it mean, good? To be good? To be healthy? On a corporeal level? Everything that belongs to neither praised nor condemned, necessity, is important. Yeah, no flour, no Torah. This has to be. But if there is flour, beyond it, Torah, the reforming light.
No, ata testovev kacha, all right.
You're gonna turn around like that.
Where does the individual take the ability to pray for the collective?
Where does the individual take the ability, the strength, to pray for the collective? From the ten. When each one plays, acts before one another. Listen to what Niv says. A ten is the most important thing. This is our spiritual vessel. It's my soul. I didn't know. Now I know. It is my soul. Right, Niv?
Right.
Good. And the one that fills the soul is the Creator. So if I connect with them, I can connect with them to such an extent that I'll begin to feel the Creator. And then it works out to Israel. I am Yishar Kel Israel. And Oraita is how I connect the society together. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is the general force that appears there. And then I come to the complete adhesion. Yes.
Also, when it sometimes happens as a result of a game, acting.
Of course, in a game. Everything is a game. Just like in our life. You used to be a child, right? And you played. So believe me when I tell you that you are also playing right now. It's as if you pretend to be alive in a big world. It's all a game. You'll see that it's all imaginary.
And such a prayer is accepted by the Creator?
Of course. How does a child grow? How does he grow up? He raises a prayer. Everything is by the reaction. Reaction, the reaction for each and every state of the will to receive is the reaction, is the prayer.
What's the difference between a collector to a messenger of the public?
Gabai, or the collector, or the manager of the synagogue, is seemingly a corporeal degree. And a public messenger is a spiritual degree. The connection on the corporeal level is the Gabai, collector, manager, and the spiritual connection is
what's the connection
messenger.
In a corporeal level?
I don't think we have to get into it too much, but okay, let's say you should have two. Let's say Coleman is the Gabai, the manager. Who? Mizrahi doesn't belong. Does he belong to this group? Okay. So he will be suitable for him to be Coleman Schatz. And Mizrahi Gabai. Schatz is public messenger. Shliach Tzibur. Okay, it's better for him.
Now, how can it be that there's a Gabai?
No, but I'm telling you with all seriousness, if you want. Act in this way. One cares about corporeality, how to connect the society and everything, and the other cares about the fulfillment. And each one inside of him belongs to both. Yochi, they made you something? You're a manager? Gabai? No, but you constantly want to arrange them, right? It fits you.
Mm-hmm. What is Gabay, collector or manager in spirituality?
We can read about it. I think somewhere Rabash had something about it. Those are spiritual roles. You'll find it.
But how can it be that there is a Gabay or Public Messenger 1 and not 10?
In spirituality, we work on a personal level. How to say it? Personal.
Individually.
Yeah, let's say personal. As if it belongs to the person. But it doesn't belong to the person. It belongs to the quality that has to exist in each one. Because 10 means each one is included of 10.
And by appointing just one friend,
we appoint him so he will know he has to do it, and we demand it of him, and then of the second one, the third one, and then after 2.5 months, right, like a week for each one will learn what it is, otherwise it won't be. If I say that everyone has to be managers, everybody has to be public messengers, then what will happen? Nothing. They heard, and the minute later, it's gone. And here the group has to demand it of them.
Another question.
You learn first how to demand for 9 weeks, and how to do it 1 week. It's exactly the nine and the malchut.
The instinctive reaction that a person has, it never disappears. The instinctive reaction that awakens in a person for everything that happens. To receive for oneself, it never disappears, it never goes away. What we started with in the beginning of the lesson.
Of course not. Because we always awaken from the broken vessels. Therefore, my first concern is what's up with me, what will be of me, when will I receive, when will I be in control, when will I feel, when will I. Because the broken vessels appear. The Creator has prepared for us the broken vessels.
And when his response changes according to the importance of the light,
and the problem is in the person, that when he advances, he begins to feel sorry. How do I think about myself? He doesn't understand that to think about himself in the first moment is the correct thing. It's the correct thing. It means that the Creator has awakened him.
And then he has to shift because of the importance of the 10.
Otherwise, a fool sits idly by, eating his flesh. Why am I thinking of myself? How long will I think of myself? You're going to think about yourself at every moment. And if you correct the previous moment, you'll again think of yourself. But each time it's a new scrutiny.
And when he shifts to act out of the out of the importance of the Creator and the 10, when he corrects the state, what happens to his instinctive reaction for oneself? Does it disappear?
He corrected it. If he went from care, worry about himself, to worry about the 10, and in it worry about the Creator, let's say, then by that he corrected that broken Rishimo, and a new Rishimo appears to him. And this way, tick, 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 until it starts to come from connection, disconnection from the Creator to connection with the Creator. He begins to enter such levels where he has disconnection and connection in adhesion until he reaches.
And every moment is comprised from concern for oneself and
always. And it will be evening and morning one day.
Both states, caring for the society and caring for oneself.
No, cannot be simultaneously, because they contradict one another. You can have only one desire. It's in a discrete way. Yeah. Each desire by itself. We may not feel it this way, but that's how it works. 0101. Okay?
Questions from Africa. Work above reason, is it a prayer? Can you say that?
Work above reason is connected with prayer to the Creator, but not just the prayer. It's preparation, it's scrutiny, but it ends with a prayer. After the prayer, there's nothing more to do. If the prayer is it's the correct prayer, by that we finished. It's raising man. What we receive in return, I might have to examine it, but examine it on my prayer. Was it correct? But if it was correct, and we will clarify how to relate to it, then I don't need anything else. Let's say, I prayed, I did everything, Creator doesn't appear, and I even feel the opposite. But I prayed correctly, and I did correctly, I checked myself, I got the opposite result, I kissed the stick.
If you're less than 10, in a 10, can we reveal the Creator?
Yes, even 2. But it's more difficult, though.
Why? If I'm asking for strength to love the other, it's not egoistic.
It's not a matter of loving the other or not loving the other. It's a matter of why you're doing it. Is it for the benefit of the other or for your own benefit? Because to love the other, okay, I love him. Maybe if I love them, I'll receive, I don't know, $1 million.
But if I have rejection and I'm asking the Creator to love others,
yes, also it says nothing. Let's say I have a rejection from someone. Yeah, I don't want to say. And I ask to love him. It depends on why. What for? The request is still without scrutiny of the goal, without the final form, it's incomplete. That's why it has to be Israel, Oraita, Kuchabrichu, Chadhu. They're one. Somehow, they have to be connected.
How to see 10 Sefirot in a 10?
We're not learning about it yet. We're going to wait for it.
In the beginning of the lesson, you spoke about the different kinds of prayers, from in order to receive till bestow. And I didn't understand the difference. Well, you said if I'm asking to receive pleasure from bestow, it is incorrect prayer. Only if you're asking for actions of bestow, that is a prayer.
Because pleasure is pleasure, but it's pleasure from bestowal. It's higher degrees. It's enough for us in order to be certain we are as pure about our result as possible, to ask for an action without an emotional reaction, seemingly.
So what does it mean to ask for an act of bestowal?
An action to bestow. As it says, in the eye of a needle, to thread the thread through the needle and work.
Just let us bestow, and that's
yeah,
it's not supposed to be expressed in something.
I don't know, how do you bestow to your kids? You bestow, you give them. You want to see a good result in them, but not that it will come back to you.
Okay, so what is it? Is it a desire, a deficiency that wants to bestow all of a sudden?
You ask. You're asking to have such ability. You imagine that you have people that you reject them, you repulse from them, you don't belong to them, and you ask that they will become the most precious to you, the closest to you, the dearest people to you. There are many things in that, but
Novi Seder, Meyer, Echad.
אני גם לא הבנתי.
I also didn't understand what is there in the gathering of prayers together when everyone is working instinctively on himself, which makes him invert and being my sons have defeated me.
I'm not telling you that it's inverting. They descend to the abyss more and more because they're asking for themselves, and the more they turn to the Creator and ask for themselves more, it seemingly works against the correction, right? That's called that the opinion of Torah is opposite the opinion of the landlords, meaning it's not for the sake of the Creator or the general correction, but for their own sake. But this is the path of the revelation of the of evil. First we need that. Later to correct the bad and do good. Gradually, you can't without it. That's why you have such parts in the society that pray for their own well-being. So it will be good to them.
And we, when we gather and attend, so the light operates on every one of us, and instinctively we're asking for ourselves.
The light works anyways, either in the form of panim or achoraim, face or posterior. If you ask for yourself, it works through the achoraim, the posterior, because you will eventually reach the recognition of evil. For the time being, you don't have it. Rather, on the contrary, the ego has not grown enough in order to blow up the state.
Moscow,
quickly.
The lesson started that with the prayer being an action without a result. So it's not clear how can we make actions without any anticipation for any results.
We expect a result from our prayer. It's not correct. I don't understand how you heard it. We need results. Otherwise, well, our actions are like madmen who do actions without a plan, without a purpose. We want a result, but the result that we're after is that it would not appear in our vessels. This is called in order to bestow.
Kiev.
Тарас Габаев. Вот при преподавании в кампусах мы всегда в паре два преподавателя.
When we teach in the campus, we always teach in pairs, which is very important for them and for the audience. Also, when we examine new teachers, we also do it in couples, pairs. So perhaps also the system of collectors, we should be in pairs and to have two of them.
Yeah, okay, that's what we talked about. There will be a manager, a collector, and a public messenger. One is in charge of the corporeal order of the society, and one is in charge of the prayers of the society, the spiritual order. Okay, we're going to test.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, the study of the tenses.